Ray, how are you?
Doing great, Tony. How are you?
Doing very well. It's been kind of quiet, at least news-wise, at the state capitol, but I know a lot is going on and a lot we're going to be hearing about. I want to get an update from you from the perspective of the UAW.
Well, there is a lot of stuff going on, Tony. You know, it's been quiet on some of the big stuff, you know, in terms of maybe right-to-work legislation. We're waiting to see if that's going to be introduced. Of course, we call that right-to-work for less. But there is some more minor bills sort of floating under the radar, so to speak. There's a hearing tomorrow. It's called the House Oversight Committee, and that hearing will be at noon across the street from the state capitol. And there's some bills being introduced, like House Bill 5025, that would make it more difficult for unions to collect dues. Require that employees give written consent permission for dues to be deducted for certain purposes every year instead of having that done automatically. And, of course, that's something we oppose because it just makes it more difficult for us to, run business and to administer our duties. So there's stuff like that that's occurring. The other thing that we're worried about in terms of the state workforce is a move towards privatization. There a bill right now to privatize a prison up in Lake County, which is in Baldwin. And, of course, that's a big concern of us because when you're talking about law enforcement duties, you know, that's really the job of the government and the public sector to handle those responsibilities.
That couldn't be done without workers being unionized?
Well, what they want to do up in Lake County is open a prison and give it to a private corporation to run. And whether it's unionized workers or not, our point is, you know, that should be handled by the state. We don't think that a private company should be deputized to run a prison. And the problem with that, Tony, is if they start paying people, you know, a lot cheaper and they start moving prisoners to different facilities, that can really affect different communities. And we know in the past, this particular facility, in fact, was open between 1998, 2005, and they lost money and had to be closed. And that was an experiment with the private sector in the past. So we're kind of concerned that there's legislation on the House floor right now to do that again.
Well, it will be interesting to see if that passes, because I know that in some states, privatization is working. It is saving a lot of tax dollars, and it employs a lot of people.
Well, that's always the that's always what we hear when we see stuff like this. You know, in the state of Florida and the state of Kansas, for example, they privatized their child welfare system. And what happened after 5 years of doing that, they found out that it lost money. And so often what happens is people come in with these claims that they can do it much cheaper and the services will be maintained at an appropriate level. And then we find out later that it actually costs more money and that services aren't that great, you know. And another thing, too, is when you open a, let's say, a private prison or turn over child welfare duties, the state is still ultimately responsible, and the state still has to monitor these facilities. And so it's almost as if you're creating another bureaucratic level. And that's something that we've really been trying to work on in terms of government efficiencies. And with the UAW Local 6000 and the other state employee unions, we've actually sat down with the governor figure out ways to streamline service, not to create more of a bureaucracy.
I want to get your take on what's going on in Detroit. I would imagine the UAW is watching very closely. The mayor is trying to find resolution with balancing that budget, and he's going to need union concessions.
That's right. You know, and I think that's something that people need to realize. You know, unions or the collective bargaining process, it's a way to come together and to share and sacrifice to make common sense solutions, you know, that work. When you look at the state workforce, which is something, you know, I'm real familiar with, obviously, you know, over the years we have really given back quite a bit and work with, in this case, Governor Snyder, to find those to find the middle ground. And that's what's going to happen in Detroit. There's no doubt about it. They're in a tough time financially, and changes are going to have to be made. But we're really hoping that that can be done working with the mayor and working with the governor, and there's not a takeover, that there's not an emergency manager put in place, because we believe that really goes against democratic principles that we all cherish here in America.
Mayor Virge Bonero will give his State of the City address tonight. Is that something you'll be keeping an eye on?
Well, you know, we have over 14,000 state employees in the mid-Michigan or Lansing area, and so it is something that we keep an eye on. Of course, as you know, Virge Bonero was a Democratic nominee for governor, and he was endorsed by the UAW, and he's somebody that we support. So, yes, we'll be keeping an eye on that.
All right, Ray Holman is with UAW 6000. Thanks so much, Ray.
Thanks, Tony.